This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, if you think about it, your life is the culmination of lots and lots of decisions. Jim Clifton, CEO of Gallup, argues that people make 10,000 to 20,000 small decisions every day. If you multiply this by the U.S. population, you end up with 1 quadrillion decisions. This is one of the points Jeff Myers makes in his book, Understanding the Culture. The legacy you leave is the sum of all your decisions. Many are inconsequential. Others determine the future direction of your life. Some don't seem that important at the time, but they turn out to be some of the most significant decisions you ever made. So how should we make decisions? First, we should consult the Bible. We know that God's will can be found in the Bible since it is full of specific commands and principles. Second, we should pray. We can discern God's will through prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Third, consult your conscience. If your conscience troubles you, then there is reason that you should stop and not proceed. Acts 24:16 says, "Christians should strive to have a good conscience before God and man." By the way, a clear conscience isn't always a justification for proceeding. The Bible teaches the heart is deceitful above all things. We can easily deceive ourselves into sin. Finally, seek counsel. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." Wisdom comes from many counselors. Share your decision with other godly men and women. Their collective response will often provide God's direction in a matter. As Christians, we should strive to make wise and godly decisions about our life. How we make decisions will affect the rest of our life and leave a legacy of faith for others to follow. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.